Oh, my God, Dad!
Peter, your breath, it's horrible.
Is Whoopi Goldberg working out down there?
Peter, I think what everyone's saying is that you've got dad breath. What the hell's dad breath? You know, dad breath. Guys get older, they stop paying attention to hygiene, their bodies are changing. It's just a fact that at a certain age, men start to rot from the inside out.
Fantasy, 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 fantasy football! Football!
Nice.
Football.
I got my lips all cut up.
Okay.
Well, that's not true. So I had quite the dramatic few weeks at the endodontist.
Excuse me?
The endodontist.
Ow! That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is. So I go to the dentist about a month ago, and they're like, oh, you know.
Routine cleaning?
Yeah, we're going to take x-rays, and, you know, can we just talk
routine
about how
x-rays?
Fucking uncomfortable those goddamn x-rays are. They stick, like, the most awkwardly shaped, hard-ass plastic object in your mouth, and they're just like, put this in your mouth, and don't move.
Yeah.
And it just, it scrapes my mouth worse than, like a pound of Captain Crunch.
Yeah, there has to be like a
better way.
Right? Like it's, think of the technology advancements we've had over the last 10 years and that shit's the same since as long as I can remember.
And is it worth it? Like they go hide behind like a brick wall and then they just drape like a little piece of like plastic over us, and then they just
I don't totally
beam x-rays right into our fucking face.
Yeah, I don't totally get it. Is it like, why is it that I need to cover my upper body, but like my head is fine?
Yeah.
Like just shoot this shit right into my brain. As long as it doesn't touch my spleen, I'm gonna be all set.
Yeah, and it's like yearly.
It does seem there has to be a more modern and efficient way to do that. So it's all like, it's very unscientific. Like the way that they set it all up, they just stick those things in your mouth and they're like, bite down. And then they like point that thing at your face that like gets a little loose and starts to like travel away. And they're just like, wah. And they're like, oh, we got to do it again.
I'm willing to
bet. Nah, how about this? How about my teeth are fine? Look at them with your eyes and we'll just go for it.
I'm also willing to bet $100 I can stay more still if they don't stick that piece of plastic in my mouth.
Bruh.
You know, just tell me how to be. Please.
Yeah. Well, I think that, that's got to be a piece to the puzzle. Like, I think you have to have that thing in your mouth.
Well, I think it's just so you can aim. It always has that like circle on the end of it to put the x-ray like.
Yeah, but I think
in.
That you got to have the other pieces, don't you?
I don't think so. It's so
I don't know. Maybe
shaped.
The x-rays have changed a little bit, but.
Why? Are you not going to the dentist regularly?
No, because I'm thinking back now. Now I'm trying to remember what they make me bite. Am I only biting that ring?
No, you're biting the fucking plastic thing. It looks like a. It's like if you stuck like the handle on a ripcord to a lawnmower in your mouth. That's what it's like.
Yeah, but I feel like they were different when I was a kid, maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, so it's all going as normal, and then they do this new one. Like this new one, like straight on, that I don't think I've ever done before at like a different angle. And this different angle finds that I have a dead nerve in my tooth, and they're like, did you get punched in the face like 10 years ago? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. I don't think so. I probably just fell somewhere. But they're very quick to like assure me that like this isn't bad oral hygiene. This is a trauma. Uh-huh. I don't know if they're just trying to save my feelings or what.
Okay.
But they show this to me and they're like, you're going to need a root canal. And and I've heard horror stories about root canals, and I was kind of pissed. But they got me back. They referred me to an endodontist. I got in there with.
What is an endodontist?
I think they just specialize in like
women's reproductive health.
Yeah, pretty much. I have endometriosis
in your mouth.
In my mouth. So anyway, I get in there and they explain what the root canal is going to do. They're going to drill into my tooth and then clean out like the nerve and stuff and
what the fuck?
And then clean out like the area underneath the tooth where the infection supposedly is. And they're like, look,
there was an infection.
They said it was an infection, but
did they show you the X-ray?
They did, and it just looked like a little black circle underneath my tooth.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
So they're like, we're gonna drill down, we're gonna get through your tooth,
we're gonna get this black circle,
we're gonna clean that black circle out, we're gonna fill your tooth, and then it'll heal up.
Okay.
And so, and they're like, it's gonna be like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes later, after he's like ruined like 20 of the tips on his drill, he's like, yeah, your tooth is, part of it's calcified, so we can't get through it.
Damn it.
So
never saw that coming.
Yeah. So can't get through it. So he's like, we're gonna have to go.
Hey,
up.
Listen, congratulations on your tooth being calcified.
Yeah. I mean, you're not
gonna, isn't that what you want?
I have no idea.
What is that? What is that? Isn't my tooth like calcium already?
It means they can't get their fucking drill through it. That's all I know.
Oh no.
So they got to go up. So they're putting a hook through your nose like a mummy, and they're going to pull your fucking tooth out.
I had a lobotomy.
This is for you.
I will remember you.
Or your tooth.
So, but top this all off, they're like, oh, and we put in a temporary
tattoo
filling.
Okay.
You're going to have to go to your dentist to get get a permanent one. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
And they're like, because we don't have what we need to do it here. And
was that not like something we could have foreseen?
Like, why?
Is that not a standard part of this procedure?
And then they're just like, we're like, oh, we just don't have that stuff. I feel like it's like my dentist referred me to this endodontist.
Oh, yeah, it's a racket.
So the endodontist will send me back to my dentist.
Yeah.
So for the last, and this happened about a month ago, and then I had a lot of travel, so I wasn't able to get this second half of my root canal until like 2 days ago.
So what does that mean? You just have like a hollow tooth, or you don't have a tooth?
No. Well, right now it means my tooth, they filled the hole they made in my tooth. So the root, like the nerve, it's fine. But they have to get to the...
I think it's fine.
Well, they have to
Isn't
get to the
gone?
Infection.
Completely?
Well, yeah. It's like they got rid of my... what's it called?
Root?
No, they just filled it. Like if you...
So it's just a dead tooth.
Yeah. It's just for aesthetics at this point.
Is it... So did you get a whole new tooth?
No, it's the same tooth. It's
the
just,
same tooth. They just like basically, instead of it being alive, connected to your mouth, it's just like glued in there.
Well, they didn't glue it. It's attached the same way it was before. It's just they put a hole in it and then they filled it. It was already dead, essentially. Like they put this this really cold stuff on it, and all the other teeth.
There you go.
Teeth. It hurt like hell, and then on this one, I just felt nothing.
Yeah.
So the beauty of that is that the root canal, besides getting the fucking like shots in my gums, the root canal was fine. And but that brings me to 2 days ago.
Okay.
So when they're going up, they're cutting the shit out of my gums. And it's not just a little cut.
Well, they have to get through your gum to your tooth canal.
I understand.
Yep.
But it's not a small hole. They cut like the length. Like the length of my mouth.
That doesn't seem right.
No. It's a good like 3-inch incision. But I couldn't feel anything. I could just kind of see the motion of his hand as he cut it with what had to be a tiny scalpel. And I guess, I don't know if it was like a flap that they pushed up.
Yo, Mom, bring me those tater tots.
Give him them
tots.
That
has so many tater tots. Well, that's because they're peppered excessively.
Yeah.
Usually
they get garlic. No, I can't hear you, Mom.
Home goes. Give me my tater tots.
So, this man has just slit my gums like, you know, like he's trying to kill me or something.
Okay.
And then for like 30 minutes, I just drilling sound. Just and then he's just shoving what I can only explain as a tiny what is that like thing? Like it's sort of metal that you can use to get your shoe on better.
A shoehorn?
A shoehorn.
Okay.
Yeah. It might as well have been a tiny shoehorn that he's just jamming at my tooth. For what seems to be no reason.
Well, he's digging it out, you know?
No, but I think he's just pushing on the front of my tooth. And that tooth, it was sore as fuck.
You think he's just like fucking around? Yeah. There? Like, he's just like bored and wanted to just like...
I didn't even mention his assistant. This was her first day.
Cool.
And he's just like...
Everybody's got to have a first day.
I know, but she's like pulling on my... on my bottom lip to give him access to it. And he's like, not so hard, not so hard. And then like acting all exasperated. And I'm just like, yo guys, let's hide the fact that she's incompetent from the dude that you just cut open.
No, they don't care.
Anyway.
What are you going to do at that point, you know?
And then...
what are you doing during this? You just like playing Game Boy?
No, I'm just like... got my eyes closed and trying not to pay attention to the fact that I can't feel shit, but like gross vibrations and I'm like spitting up blood on accident and they didn't give me enough of a bib.
Did you get a toothbrush?
No, they didn't give you shit.
You didn't get a goodie bag?
No.
Endodontist.
No, that's not true. I got a goodie bag and it was a... instructions on what I needed to do, and then like mouthwash.
Hell yeah!
But
ADA approved mouthwash, or
I don't know
that bullshit like ACT stuff, or no, are we talking legit original recipe Listerine?
No, if it were Listerine, I would have been excited because that shit's expensive.
That's the only the original recipe Listerine is ADA approved.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have to get what color?
Is it that blue green?
Okay.
Or maybe you can... I mean, it's blue or green.
What is that yellow shit?
That's like the antiseptic... I don't know.
Okay.
That one, I don't buy that.
Anyway, then they're like, we want you to take 3 Advil and 1 Tylenol every 6 hours. Doesn't that seem...
Are you supposed to mix those?
It apparently. I don't know.
Ask my mom.
This seems like a new thing, but... I'm just like
3 Advil and 1 Tylenol.
Yeah, that again, so fucking expensive. I did it once and then I just lived through the pain because I didn't want to be popping like 12 pills a day. I didn't want to OD on fucking Tylenol, you know?
You're hell tough.
I'm not pure athlete yet. You didn't hear me crying. I wasn't really crying, but complaining about the fact that it just feels like someone's pinching the bottom of my gums right now, just super annoying.
Because you got stitches?
I do. I have stitches that are coming out next week. Not even the dissolvable stitches.
Yeah, well, that's because they can bill you again.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that's here's like, an office visit.
Yeah.
Here, $700.
Here, you came for your root canal? Hey, we were dumb enough not to know that this wouldn't work. But guess what? We get to bill you again.
Yep.
Oh, in a week's time? This is the third time I'm going to fucking go here.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, it felt good to vent.
The healthcare system is just it's a trap.
It's all
a trap. And I don't know anything about it, like in terms of why it's so expensive. But like I get somewhat of a glimpse into it at work where like there are people out there. And for a normal person, I would never expect them to know this. But there are people out there that just spend their entire lives in the healthcare system and they don't pay for anything. Like there are like homeless alcoholics who take an ambulance ride to the hospital every single day.
Why?
Every day.
How does that work?
Because it's America and you can't like refuse care to people. So if someone shows up to the ER and they're like, I'm... really ill, like they will be seen. They're not going to be like, do you have insurance? No, I don't. All right, beat feet. Like they, so I'm assuming that that's why when a normal person takes an ambulance ride, they get a bill for like $13,000. And it's like, what? This is literally a car that I rode in down the street. How can it possibly cost $13,000? And the only thing I can think of is that must be covering for the guy that takes a ride every single day.
You're paying for your 100 closest homeless friends.
Yeah, there you go. So like when anybody's like, hey, did you donate to charity? You're fucking right, I did. One thing I did want to talk about. Mark has a mascot now. I meant to talk about that last week. Didn't. But yeah, Mark has a mascot now. And also, I'm a big fan of his mascot.
Yeah, it's like a Ryu lion.
Yeah,
like,
it's fucking sweet.
He's about to Hadouken McGurt's brownie guy.
Yeah, it's kind of upsetting because I was hoping that like Mark would get a shitty mascot, you know? Because then you'd be like, whatever, even if he wins all the time, at least his mascot sucks. But then he got a bomb-ass mascot, too. So
yeah, of course his mascot is the best mascot.
Whoa, I don't know about the best. I mean, I have an elf that shoots arrows, so.
Okay, good point.
But that was the only other thing that that I wanted to bring in. So, football?
Yes, please.
Yeah. 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 And so big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic.
Let's do the matchup massacre. Oh, God almighty. They've killed him.
Oh, my God.
He's broken in half.
I didn't send you the show doc this week, did I?
That's fine.
All right, so you're just going to have to really,
wing it?
Just kind of play it off me here. So the massacre was two Coopers, one Cup versus the Unlucky Charms. Speaking of Dirk, Cups had 115.98. The Charms only put up 65, which I think is a new league low.
It is not. He really? Owns the league low of 60.34 in
league two. Oh, Jesus. So that's a margin of 78.4%.
Fatality.
And I mean, I think the only thing worth mentioning here is that Dirk just continues to be an absolute roller coaster.
Yeah, I mean, not to spoil my segment later, but he has 4 weeks. He owns both two of the top three scores in the league and two of the bottom three scores in the league.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure if you look at it, it's every other week.
It is.
So that's just, it's unbelievable. Good job, Dirk. Ultimate upset?
Yes.
How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes.
This was sweet. This was Baker's Chubbies versus the Montez Sweat Girls. This is Mark's first loss of the season. Big upset. Greg coming in big for the league here. Originally, Mark was projected for 115 points, and he was given an 80% chance to win, which I've decided is also known as the Mark standard, because every single week when I look at the matchups, Mark's has an 80% chance to win, regardless of who he's playing against. So Greg was only projected at 96.63 points, which was the lowest projected total for the week. And this is the second week in a row that the team with the lowest projected total ends up being victorious in our ultimate upset. So pay attention to that. In the end, Greg scored 120. Mark scored 86, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say is easily Mark's worst performance to date.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's 22 points lower than his next worst.
And then should I just get rid of whatever the swing is? Because I've completely forgotten how that works.
Yeah.
Does anybody care?
No one cares.
Anybody? Anything?
Nope.
All right, let's talk about how he did it. This is what happened is Greg flexed on him. All right, Greg's flex players Wayne Gallman and Allen Robinson combined for 35 points. Mark's flex players, Mecole Hardman and Will Fuller, combine for, get this, 2.7 points.
Wow.
That was it.
Big ups to Greg for spending on Wayne Gallman and then inserting him into his starting lineup. And
yeah, Greg's not done spending on running backs.
He is not.
We'll get to later. But that was the upset. And let's move on to the closest competition.
So close, yet so far away. So close.
This was Odd Job Squad, which for Aaron is also Deli Meat, which is also Dom, versus Watson's Chodes. So for this week, it was the Battle of the Basement. And Dom put up 100, Bryce 89, margin of 12.2%. The story here is basically that Stephon Diggs and OBJ just switched places. So OBJ put up like 3 points and Stephon Diggs was, I think, I don't know, over 10. What is this? What is this?
I don't know why. Yes. I try to eat
this. No, I don't want any grilled cheese.
Do you want this extra pepper?
No, I don't know why the tater tots are peppered so much.
The tots.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, Mom, are you supposed to combine Tylenol and Advil?
You can.
Okay, you can.
You just have to be careful of your
dosages, but
you absolutely... No, we're not listening anymore.
So, difference of 11 points, you said.
Yeah, if that's what the math comes out to. I certainly didn't say that.
Okay. I'm
not good at math. So...
The problem I have with this segment in general is that obviously the best matchup of the week was the Derby de la Keith, and we're not even going to review it.
Did you want to review it?
A little bit. I mean, it came down to the Monday night. I had John Ross going, and he had Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah.
And I was up 11, and if Juju came through with any sort of a game, I was going to lose and drop below Mark potentially. But Juju Smith-Schuster sucks dick. Mason Rudolph can't throw it farther than like 3 yards.
Nice. So what about Jalen Samuels? He can throw it farther.
He can. And
no, he can't.
He can.
He can do tap passes.
So how many times does he have to do a tap pass to get QB eligibility?
Oh, I don't know how that works. I think infinity times.
Not that he would be valuable there in any way, but it would be cool.
Yeah, this isn't Yahoo Fantasy Baseball. I don't think it works that way.
Well,
I think he would actually have to be on the roster as like the starting quarterback.
Well, Jalen Samuels was a tight end last year.
Yep. So. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they make that decision.
Okay.
So, is that all that you wanted to talk about? Derby Della Keith?
Yeah, I mean, Mom just really fucking torpedoed this podcast by
coming down with a platter of grilled cheese squares.
So I'm sorry, closest competition, that you didn't get the, you know, the focus that you would typically get.
Well, I think we can continue for just a little bit longer talking about the Derby Della Keith because I've got a surprise for you.
Really?
The Keith of the Week.
Hell yeah. I mean,
it's Keith, not Keesh. Second week in a row, Keith, not Keesh. Only undefeated team. I have to say.
It feels so weird. Like, this is not typical for me. Like,
yeah.
I don't.
We're all just waiting for you to fall.
I don't have this kind of luck because it's luck, you know? Right? Mm. Like, there are things that are good about my team, but. You know, it feels like my luck is about to end.
Okay.
But I still think I'm a playoff team.
Yeah. I'd say at 4-0, you'd have to really... Things would have to change drastically for you not to make the playoffs at this point, because six teams make it. But let's all hope that they do and that you don't.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Waivers. So real quick before we get into this week's waivers, I do want to go back to last week because Greg made a move that Aaron would not let him discuss on the podcast, and we incorrectly told him that it was for this week when really appropriately it would have been discussed last week. So he added Preston Williams last week after waivers cleared, started him. Yeah, I think he was like really proud of that and he wanted us to make sure that that got out.
How did Preston Williams do?
I think like fine. I think he had like 7 targets and maybe 4 or 5 receptions for like 60 yards or 50 yards, something like that.
Whatever. He won. He beat Mark.
He did. He beat Mark. So, good job, Greg. Now this week,
these waivers sting.
So I think waivers have finally like slowed down. Teams are kind of getting settled at this point, both in the NFL and in our league. So we didn't have as many as we have in weeks past, but the bids have been very close. So the first one, we got Ronald Jones going to Greg at $17, which was the highest fab bid of the week.
So this sucks.
It could be worse.
Well, I dropped
Ronald. Look, Greg paid and he got him.
Yeah, no. But the problem is I dropped Ronald Jones last week.
Yep.
Thinking Ronald Jones probably was the guy there, but just being so seduced by TJ Hockenson, like my tight end position is fine. I don't know why, like Mark Andrews, I love Mark Andrews. I love that stack. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I needed TJ Hockenson.
Yeah.
And I got rid of Ronald Jones, and now I'm feeling a little light at the running back position.
Yep. Aren't we all? Well, that's Greg's second, potentially. Like, this is a big... The last 2 weeks have really changed Greg's team. But now the news is saying Saquon's probably coming back sooner than later, so this just kind of plugs that gap. But anyways... This is where things start to get interesting. So Greg got him at 17. You had bid 12.
Yep.
I had bid 11. Mark had bid 11. Keish had bid 10.
Pretty good.
So we were all right in there. And then Bryce, of course, bid $0. I don't even know why he does that. Mm. Next up was Jalen Samuels. I picked him up at $6. And you had bid 5.
So, that one hurts, especially with the news coming out that Connors is probably going to... Connor? What is it? It's Connor, right? Is going to be limited next week. And
well, we'll see.
Mason Rudolph just checks down every play.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's going to have like 12 catches next week.
That'd be cool. I don't even know if I'm going to start him yet, but...
I mean, if it's clear that Connor...
Oh, well, yeah. If Connor's not playing, then I'll start him.
But if he's limited, if they're like he's on a snap count or something.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Here's a little victory for you. You got Geronimo Allison at $4, and I had bid $3. So there you go. You return the favor.
It's a consolation prize.
Yeah.
But it's funny, like even Geronimo Allison's getting multiple bids, so it just feels like, you know, we're kind of all on the same page here.
Yeah, well, I mean... With Devonta Adams potentially not playing, he's a must-have.
If Devonta Adams doesn't play, I'm going to play Geronimo Allison.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. And then the last player who was picked up in the waiver cycle was Jameis to Mark at $3. No other bids there. Anything on that one?
Who are the Buccaneers playing?
I don't know.
Sorry, it's the Saints.
Oh, yeah.
And the Saints were like the worst against the quarterback until last week when they shut down Dak Prescott. So it'll be interesting how that works out.
Oh, I keep fucking up my headphones. All right, so then after waivers, we got McGirt, who added Auden Tate.
Yeah.
So I'd like to pull...
John Ross.
I'd like to pull the league and see how many managers could have told us what team Auden played. Tate.
So I actually picked him up in my other league.
Todden Plate.
I picked him up in my other league because John Ross is on the IR and they're playing the Cardinals next week.
Mm-hmm,
but it's
mm-hmm.
like, to me, it's a 1 week rental, especially with AJ Green nearing a return.
Yeah. So I haven't checked. I believe that's the only other waiver claim that was made.
I think you're right. And let me tell you, my heart sinks every time I see someone makes a free agent move because I'm just like, oh, who'd they get that I should have gotten? Like, I hate it.
Have you ever seen that and been like, damn it, I should have done that first?
No, not really, but I'm waiting
the
for the
only
time.
The only one I saw that I was like, oh, was when Bryce picked up J.J. It's like, damn it, I need running back help. I could have used to just stash him.
Yeah, but it feels like the market is cooled on him. I feel like...
Well, this is what's going to happen. A couple weeks are going to go by. He's not going to sign with a team. Bryce is going to drop him, and then he's going to get signed by a team and immediately have like a massive role. And someone's going to pay up, and it's not going to be Bryce. He's going to bid $0, and he's not going to get him. So,
well, who would... Like, what team could J.J. go to right now and make an impact? Like, I can't think of many. Like, I was thinking about it, and it, like, it may be interesting for him to be on the Packers because Aaron Jones has been playing like shit. Jamal Williams is injured.
Yeah.
He could be cool on the Bills as well. Like, the Bills just seem like a team that wants to run, but they've got Frank Gore.
Singletary's coming back.
Yeah, but what's he going to be like? And is he, like, how close is he to returning?
I don't know. Everybody thought that Ajayi was going to go to the Giants, but they must have known that Saquon was going to be back sooner rather than later. So they just rolled with Gallman there.
I was hoping initially that he was going to go to the Buccaneers, but now it's clear that Ronald Jones is pretty good.
Maybe he'll go to the 49ers and they'll just have like 16 fucking running backs. And
they'll all be valuable.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. So listen, I was planning on making a drop for this segment right when I got here, but then Dad wanted me to play ping pong, so I didn't get around to it. So I threw something together real quick, just a very temporary drop for this. Do you want to give us the name of the segment?
It's called Asking for a Friend.
Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Everybody got choices.
And that's it.
Nice.
So
so the idea behind this is I always feel like it would be good to do some like advice segments, but it's tough when we're in the same league, you know? So like you're not going to be you don't want to give me good advice cuz you want to beat me. You don't want to give the rest of the league good advice cuz you want to beat them.
That's right.
So I'm in other leagues and I thought I would bring some of their questions to you.
Okay.
And you can opine on them without impacting the people in our league.
All right. Okay.
All right. So this is a big question that my friend has.
Uh-huh. What's your friend's name?
It's Steve.
Steve what?
Stanvic.
Okay.
He would like to know.
Yeah. I'll just text him the answer.
Can he start Austin Eckler and Melvin Gordon this week against the Broncos?
Can he? Yes. So
should he?
Well, I think it depends on what his other options are.
Well, hypothetically, let's say this team has a lot of wide receivers and not a lot of running backs. And those wide receivers are typically, you know, let's call them of the Terry McLaurin variety.
Okay.
Around that level.
Okay. So is he starting these two running backs as his only two running backs, or is one of these in a flex spot?
Well, hypothetically, let's say that he's
He also has Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, hypothetically. Okay.
So, I mean, look, I would just say... So think back to last year when both of these guys were playing. They were both productive fantasy players when they were both active. So I would say yes, you can. But I would say it's not like a you just got to look at your team. If you got someone else you'd rather play, well, let me ask you for my friend Steve Stanvic.
Okay.
If you're only going to play one of them, who are you going to play?
Well, that's a big question because, you know, Melvin Gordon is the new hotness, right? So you want to feel good about where you drafted him and playing him. But Austin Eckler has been, you know, a really big reason why Steve is 4-0.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to know, because and they haven't really, the coach has come out and said that when Melvin's ready, he's RB1. But
okay,
is he ready this week? Also, Denver has been pretty shitty against the run.
Yeah. If I'm only starting one, I'm still starting Eckler. But I think you can start both. But it's obviously a risky play, so like you got to look at your matchup too.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Well, hypothetically, let's say you're favored pretty heavily.
Because
I think Steve is.
Then I would probably just wait and keep monitoring the news in terms of what's coming out with respect to like Melvin Gordon's projected playing time. Is he on a snap count?
All right, here's a great question.
Yep.
Would you start Melvin Gordon over Geronimo Allison?
Ooh, who do the Packers play?
They play Dallas, who's actually pretty great against
the pass. And is Davante Adams playing?
Let's say he's
not. Hypothetically, he is not
it
playing.
It doesn't look like he's playing this week.
Oh, how's Denver against the pass?
That's a good question. I mean, Gardner Minshew did pretty good against them.
This is all taking entirely too long. Just start the two running backs, and all then right, you can watch that game.
Sounds good.
You know
good.
What I mean? And not have yeah, to. That would be fun.
It would be fun.
I mean, tell Steve. Did you have any other questions?
No, I think Steve's good.
For asking for a friend?
Yep.
All right, so I don't know if you caught it in the last pod, but I called you out, I think.
Oh, no, I was hoping you missed it.
For cutting out the power rankings drop?
I was rushing the cut, and that's what happened.
So let's do power rankings.
Okay.
The power is yours!
I do feel rankings. Empowered.
Let me find. I always have a hard time finding these two.
Just like
these two drops.
Yeah, and I always have a hard time remembering which direction we go.
Damn it! I skipped ahead. Do you want? Who says it, Macho Man?
Yeah, Macho says
from
it.
The top to the bottom.
That's the direction.
All right. So
tater tots.
Power rankings, obviously my favorite segment of the week. I'm going about them a little bit differently this week.
Oh, okay.
If you remember last year, I introduced something that I call lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so this week is my first lie detector segment of the year. And it's where I try to isolate the wins that people have received because of luck. And the way I do that is I just say, if you get a top 5 point performance in a week, you should get a win.
Right.
And if you don't, you shouldn't.
Okay.
So I looked at all the scores of every week and I just kind of recalculated what their record should be.
Okay.
Surprisingly, most teams are right where they should be, but there are four teams who have a lie or luck independence effect.
Okay.
And that's measured just by like how many additional wins you've received because
my glances. Okay.
So Aaron sitting at +1 lie. She's 3-1, but lie says she should be 2-2.
Oh my God.
My fellow Keith, who is 2-2, should actually be who's 1-3 should actually be 2-2.
That's too bad.
So he's -1.
Lie. That's too bad.
Also -1 lie is Dirk, who's 1-3, but should be 2-2.
Okay.
And
are we doing power rankings or are we doing?
No, you're I'm just explaining this and then I'm going to go through the order.
Okay.
Bryce is actually +1 lie despite being 1-3.
So he shouldn't have any wins.
He should have no wins.
Nice.
So
with that makes sense.
So the way I've done the power rankings is I just say, what is your lie ranking? Like, mm-hmm. what should your wins and losses be? And then how many points do you have? So if I just do it that way,
uh-huh.
number one is me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And see, that would be a riser?
Riser.
So let me just get this straight. So you did this like super complicated algebra to figure out the rankings and you're in first place.
Well, I'm 4-0 and I should be 4-0. Would you put any other team at number one or 4-0?
I just want to be clear that you, yep, okay.
Just trying to justify my own position. Mark, number two.
Finally knocked off the throne there.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Yeah, Greg asked for it. Greg, no, wait. No, he wanted to fuck over Bryce. Never mind.
Yeah, we sort of did.
Okay.
Aaron, number three.
And that's a stay?
That'd be a stay.
Okay, I tried to find a safe drop, and this is the closest I could get.
Safe, Will.
No idea.
That's awesome.
So that's,
surprisingly, a stay. And if you compare this team to Aaron, they're very similar other than one being super unlucky and one being super lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Senior, he's number
rising
four.
Up the board.
He should be 2-2, and he's been pretty consistent. Number five, also a bit of a surprise, but this team has been making some good moves. Is Greg?
Yeah, Greg is very much more involved this year.
Yeah, I like
than it. Last year, I think.
So at number, what is it, six is Curtis. And I try to keep him down, but.
Yeah.
Seven is Dirk. Eight, surprisingly, is Dom.
I don't think that's surprising, really.
I think it's surprising that your team is nine below him.
Yeah, well. You know, what are you going to do when DeAndre Hopkins absolutely sucks at football?
Yeah, it's really. It really just corresponds with, because he had a good week one and two through four, he's been like wide receiver like 60 or some shit.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet.
Oh, and surprise to no one, the team that should be 0-4, Bryce.
Suck.
Take that shit, Bryce.
So I wanted to mention a few things that I noticed because when I was looking
at like DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, when I was looking back at the results every week, I just noticed some things. Like I mentioned how Dirk had two of the highest three scores and two of the lowest three mm-hmm. scores. But other patterns I saw was my team is very consistent. All of my weeks are within the 120s.
Oh, wait. So let me just get this straight. So you made these observations and it's all good stuff about your team?
Is there anything bad to say about my team? I'm very consistent. I have four of the top 13 scorers in the league this year, but none of the top five. So I'm very consistent.
Those are some weird stats.
Aaron and Keith Sr. have 2 weeks when they're in the 110s and 2 weeks when they're in the 100s. So they're real consistent as well.
I made those for Aaron.
Bryce is the only team that hasn't scored 100 points yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Bryce. Can't even get that triple digit.
Yeah, Bryce sucks.
Bryce sucks.
Yeah. So even though Dirk has had 2 weeks
where he scores 7 million points.
When he scored 140 plus, he's only been the top scorer once because he lost one
to Mark.
Of those times.
Yeah.
But then the other 2 weeks, fucking 60 pointers, both lowest scores of the week.
So he has the two lowest scores?
He has the two lowest scores.
I think he has three of four probably. Or did I make that up?
No, he only has two shitty ass weeks and then two great weeks.
And then the other two low scores are going to be me and Dom, I'm sure.
You, well, there are only three in the 60s, so you never hit 60. You have 72.
I thought I did.
No,
oh, I thought
72.
I was like...
So that's the lowest of the 70s, it looks like.
All right.
Curtis's team is all over the place. 80, then 100, then 130, and now he's 97. Like, there's really not a lot of consistency.
How does his line of best fit look?
Line of best fit?
Isn't that like a nerd thing? You don't do that at work?
Sure. I mean, I don't know how that applies.
Don't you like
here.
Plot those on like a graph and then you draw like a line between them?
I really don't know how that applies. Yeah, it was just very interesting. But if you look at Bryce, his team sucks so much dick.
Why is Bryce's team so bad other than he bids $0
on James people? Well, James Conner sucks.
He scored 20 points last week.
I know. And I don't. Bryce's team is so bad that he couldn't capitalize on that.
Let's Who just else look is at on Bryce's his team? Team.
I don't even pay attention to him. He's like so irrelevant at this point. It doesn't help that Deshaun Watson
has
probably not had a great year.
Oh, like, that's true. Yeah.
Odell Beckham had a shit game last week.
Yeah.
I mean,
Odell Beckham probably has still had a better season than DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah.
But if you just look at his team, most of it's out of the free agency or should have been.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
how does he do that if he doesn't bid on people on the waiver wire?
Well, I was being a little dramatic. I mean, it's really only Marquise Brown and Will Disley, which kind of sucks. Someone should have bid on both.
Those are
guys.
Both like great pickups.
They are, and his team's so bad that they can't make a difference. Ow. It sucks for him that Tyrell Williams is kind of banged up.
He catches a touchdown like every week.
I know, but Bryce keeps starting
my
DJ
guy
Moore.
Fucking and Darren Waller Cooks. Can't get any touchdowns.
If I had one player to blame this on, it would be Devonta Freeman.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big, big bust.
Yeah. So sorry, Bryce.
Has Devonta Freeman had a good week?
He
did, right? He had a 20-point week.
I don't think he did. He had a week in which Ito Smith really wasn't active for most of it, and he's still, you know, he was out there 92% of the time.
Who has more fantasy points, Devonta Freeman or DeAndre Hopkins?
Definitely DeAndre Hopkins.
Really?
That would be my guess.
Definitely.
Because DeAndre Hopkins had one good week and Devonta Freeman hasn't.
I thought he did.
I don't know. I'm struggling to navigate this app at a time when I need to be able to do it.
Well, I think we can just all agree that Bryce is awful.
So I think the lie detector segment will be more telling when we get further into the season. But for now, I just wanted to point out that Bryce is actually super lucky.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if it wasn't for all that luck, Bryce might be in last place. Next week? I just wanted to add that. All right, week 5 preview. Is this the first time this season that we're actually going to get a podcast out like before football starts?
If we get it out, yeah.
It's Wednesday night. We're recording Wednesday night. What we got coming up? We got the Nuclear versus Baker's Chubbies. This is me versus Greg. And This is a showdown. Look, here's the reality. There really aren't any good storylines this week, and me versus Greg is the closest projected matchup, where I am currently favored at 51% and he has 49%. So that's why I went ahead and made this the showdown. Chicken nuggets. That's really like it. That's all I got to say about that. The matchups this week suck, I think. If you feel differently, then let us know. Anything about me and Greg? Anything?
So when I'm just looking, well, he's still starting Baker Mayfield.
I don't know.
Like, who's on his bench?
I don't know. Probably Mitch Trubisky.
No, he's got Josh Allen, who's injured. Okay. All right. Anyway, I think the most interesting thing about your matchup is really nothing.
Yep,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm excited to see George Kittle back on the field.
Exactly.
How are you feeling about Tevin Coleman coming back?
I don't really care about that.
Yeah, Breida.
Like, yeah, but I feel like Breida's safe regardless. Like, I don't think Tevin Coleman comes back and takes Matt Breida's spot. Like, they were using 3 running backs. So I think what happens is Tevin Coleman comes back and maybe he becomes the goal line back and Jeff Wilson gets kicked back to the practice squad and Matt Breida stays exactly as he was.
So,
and then in an upside, Matt Breida becomes the goal line back.
So if Connor is like limited, are you going to put in Samuels for James White? Or do you like James White right now?
Who do
against the Redskins at Washington?
I like to play James Connor in the matchups that I think are going to be closer. So I'm probably a little bit down on him
this
week.
James White. All right. With that in mind, I have you.
Okay. I am going to also pick me. I think that Greg is going to win, but like I feel like odds just say that I need to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
1-4 is almost insurmountable.
It doesn't make sense that my team is so bad. I really don't think it does.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, you're within like 20 points of a playoff team.
I just can't get my team. It's not a luck thing. I haven't been unlucky in terms of like my matchups. I've just been unlucky in terms of my players not having good weeks.
I hear you. I think DeAndre Hopkins has to get better. So,
I mean, I watched the Texans game last week and I was like, is he hurt? Because he would like jog out his route, never get targeted. Like, I'm pretty sure they were losing the game. I was like, oh, you definitely have to throw to DeAndre Hopkins pretty much on every down at this point. And they just never did.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's broken or what the deal is there, but I'm going to pick me based on odds. Next matchup is Marquez Sweat, the long time, versus the colluding Sheffers.
So this,
Mark probably has an 80% chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying. And what I find very interesting is I forgot that Mark has fucking Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And he went out and spent money on Jameis Winston.
Yep.
Well,
he spent $3.
Sure, but Patrick Mahomes' bye week is week 12.
Yeah.
So all he's doing is playing defense there. He's trying to keep what I can guess is Mark from having Jameis Winston.
Who? You just said Mark.
Sorry, McGirt. Curtis. Oh. It's so fucking confusing.
You think
change
that's
your
what he's
goddamn
doing?
Name.
You and Aaron can't seem to figure out these fucking team names.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so wait, did you pick some? Oh, no, $3. You think it's a defensive move. I am more inclined to think he's just buying low. He's just saying this is the beginning of Jameis's ascension into fantasy dominance. I'm going to get him at $3 before he becomes, you know,
yeah, but he's
Ryan Fitzpatrick
he's
of years past.
He's bench with another QB.
Everyone else in this league is rostering two QBs.
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Oh. Idiot. That's why you're so pissed. You wanted to pick up Jameis.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I haven't even thought about who's playing in week 8. I don't really care.
Okay.
So
who are you picking?
Well, it sounds like Davante Adams really isn't going to play, and if he does, he's going to be limited. And with that in mind, I'm going to take Mark.
I'm picking Mark.
It doesn't help that Kerryon Johnson is on bye. And
yeah,
LeSean McCoy is limited.
Yeah, I'm picking Mark.
Okay.
Next matchup is Keish versus Dirk.
So based on they wanna know
who's Dirk. Dirk. Catfish Dirk.
I mean, I got Dirk. He's going to score 140 points. That's how it works.
Yeah, I also have Dirk for 140. Okay. So, sorry, Keish. Next matchup, C-Mac and me versus Odd Job Squad, which is also Deli Meat, which is also Dom.
So, it says I have a 91% chance of winning.
My goodness.
Which, and to be...
That means that in 9 of 10 Madden, what are they called? When you play the Madden games.
Oh, what the fuck? I don't remember.
Yeah, those things.
Simulations.
Madden simulations. You win 9 out of 10 of those.
Yeah.
That is like real. That is extreme confidence. 9 out of 10 in fantasy football.
Yeah. it just seems like they're overconfident in me.
Mm.
Like, I'm starting...
And for that, I'm picking Dom.
Okay, I'm still going to pick me. I feel like it's bad luck to... It's a little...
This is... I'm just going to play the odds again. I feel like the odds are not in your favor. You're undefeated. That's not supposed to happen. At some point, you got to lose. And like every week, people who are projected for the least amount of points end up in the ultimate upset. So I'm going to stay in the flames there. Dom over Keith.
Damn it.
Last matchup. Who cares? It's Watson's Chodes versus Two Coopers, One Cup.
Yeah, you just look at Bryce's team and it's rough. I got Aaron.
Okay, I am going to pick Aaron.
Nice.
So that wraps up the preview. Whew. All right, so 1 week after doing our longest pod of the year, this might be our shortest.
Yep, we're under an hour if we end it right now.